USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A suspect is in custody after a student was shot at an Arkansas school. Police say it happened at Watson Chapel Junior High in Pine Bluff, and the district says this was an isolated incident and all the students are safe at this time. Pine Bluff police saying the victim is in serious condition. Pine Bluff is about 45 minutes south-southeast of Little Rock. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the new administration is working overtime to fix the U.S. immigration system. Mayorkas also pushes back on the theory that there's a crisis at the border.
I have explained that quite clearly. We are challenged at the border. The men and women of the Department of Homeland Security are meeting that challenge.
President Biden set to meet virtually with the President of Mexico today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were several things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A California teachers union is being called out for what some believe is hypocrisy. With the details from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has concluded that schools are safe to reopen without vaccinations for all teachers. Instead of following the science, some teachers union are making up the rules as they go, and parents are crying hypocrisy. A video surfaced last week showing Matt Mayer, president of the Berkeley Teachers Union, dropping off his two-year-old daughter at an in-person preschool. Matt Mayer says he fights for the gold standard for the teachers he represents, saying Berkeley schools should only reopen in-person learning when educators are vaccinated, among other criteria. Again, the science says schools are safe to reopen without vaccinations for all teachers, per the CDC.
United Airlines is ordering more 737 MAX jets from Boeing. The company announcing on Monday that they're adding another 25 planes to its contract with the aircraft manufacturer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican senators are speaking out regarding a nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package.
The Senate will take up a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It was passed in the House on Friday along party lines. But senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their own version of it. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should be focused on vaccination efforts.
The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations, but we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrats have apparently decided not to push for tax penalties in the coronavirus aid bill against big corporations that failed to pay a minimum wage of at least $15 an hour. Democrats are concerned that an extended fight will prevent extra unemployment benefits before they expire March 15th. President Biden also releasing a video backing the unionization of Amazon workers in Alabama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.